A third of Australian adults is now considered obese, with more than half of them inactive or not getting enough exercise. For kids, the figure's almost one in ten. One regional council knows it has a problem with its citizens carrying too much weight, and it's calling for government action, and it's taking matters into its own hands. Georgia Hitch reports.
It's a small town about half an hour's drive from Dubbo, but Wellington now holds the title of the most obese place in Australia. Even its mayor has a few kilos to lose.
We shouldn't just go for the easy option. And, you know, that's a big call for someone like me to say, who's certainly got some, who's known as a bit of a chubby mayor in his own right.
Ben Shields is the mayor of Dubbo Regional Council, which includes Wellington. The latest snapshot of obesity rates is from the Australian Health Tracker, compiled by the Mitchell Institute at Victoria University. It shows 44% of Wellington residents are obese. Dubbo is number 18 on the list, with just below 40%. The self-dubbed chubby mayor isn't surprised.
Again, I love to go to the city and gloat that, you know, I can get in the car at 20 to 9, you know, be there at work on time sort of thing. But it's actually doing me harm personally, because I personally should even be walking more and being more, doing more physical exercise.
The report card shows one third of Australian adults are obese. Professor Rosemary Calder is from the Mitchell Institute.
We have seen a 27% increase in the proportion of the population that has moved into obese weight ranges over the last 10 years. That's very, very troubling.
The rate of obesity varies hugely depending on where people live. Wealthy suburbs with bike paths and more shops selling fresh fruit and vegetables have the lowest rates. Residents in the Perth suburb of Nedlands are the least obese in the nation. Professor Rosemary Calder wants the government to pay attention to the story the statistics tell.
Clear message is the greatest risks are in communities with most disadvantage, and if we really want to change the proportion of the population that is obese as soon as we can, we need to target communities of disadvantage.
Dubbo Regional Mayor Ben Shields thinks a federally backed sugar tax would help.
I'm a personal believer that sugar is the devil now. That is something that puts a hell of a lot of weight on people.
The federal government has rejected a sugar tax, but in a statement, a spokesperson for the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says a national obesity strategy will be presented to the COAG Health Ministers meeting in June next year. In the meantime, the Dubbo community has come up with its own plan. It's in the middle of a group weight loss campaign.
Yeah, so 400 locals have recently signed up to a downsizing Dubbo campaign over an eight-week period, and just see how we go. So a lot of people are joining up. I myself has lost even 7 kilos. But look, it's one of those things that there's no silver bullet to fix this.
That's Dubbo Regional Council Mayor Ben Shields, ending Georgia Hitch's report.